All right. The first thing I'd like to do is have you give me your name and your title, please.
I'm John Wiemers. I'm with the National Animal Identification Staff for USDA.
All right. First, if you could tell us, I understand that the poultry working group, we listened to all the species working groups this morning, and the poultry working group has a conflict and was unable to have any representatives there. So you kind of did a presentation regarding the poultry working group and where they're at. How important is animal ID to the poultry industry?
Well, in the commercial sector, the traceability of the product is paramount. In the commercial poultry, the entire operation is fully integrated. And so from the time that the bird is hatched till the time that it receives a final product, it's under the control of virtually one entity. And so they're specifically very, very interested in product recall. And so they have product recall from the labeled product clear back to where that animal was hatched, and they can find the problems that might be associated with that. They can also determine what are the best feeding practices, what are the best management practices that achieve the best product. So over the years, they've developed a very good traceability system that includes the ability to identify animals that are working for them or that are not. So through the business practices in the commercial sector, ID is very important. Now, as animals leave the commercial sector and go out into the open market, or for those animals that are not included in the commercial sector, individual animal ID is pretty important. We have especially situations in our live bird markets where birds are assembled and brought to the live bird market in urban areas. And, of course, we're concerned there, too, about not only animal diseases, but diseases that could affect humans and with their interaction with urban centers. So it's very important for us to look at things like avian influenza and those kinds of things that could be in the bird populations that could affect humans, also to affect the livelihoods of those live bird market operators. So then of course, in the hobby industry with the exhibition poultry, they're very concerned about their ability to keep those valuable breeding animals and valuable show animals in top-notch condition and be able to take them to the shows and bring them back without fear of any identification system shutting them down. But certainly through the National Poultry Improvement Plan, over the years, it's a system that helps maintain the health of the flocks of the country, and there's testing involved and certification programs involved and so forth. So all of this is very important to the poultry industry, and they're working pretty hard to put together a set of recommendations that not only meet the needs of our animal health officials, but fit in with the needs of their industry.
What are some of the unique challenges that the industry faces regarding animal identification?
One of the most unique is that it's not all one industry. You've got the commercial sector, you've got the non-commercial sector, and within that non-commercial sector, you've got ducks, geese, game fowl, rat, ostriches, and emus, and the whole nine yards, day-old chicks, and the challenges with each of those is different. In the non-commercial sector, you've got people that are trying to preserve bloodlines that are rare and maybe on the verge of extinction. You've got others that are breeding show animals that they're, you know, fancy birds that they like to show at exhibitions. Each of those is a different and a unique challenge, I would say.
At this point, where does the poultry working group stand regarding specific recommendations to USDA?
Well, as far as specific recommendations, they're still in the process of finding out what works. I would say that, by and large, the working group endorses premises registration, but the methods of individual animal identification are still being worked out. Some of the species, such as erratites, are looking at injectable implants. well, that's probably too expensive for some of the people that are working with day-old chicks. So the needs of the different species subgroups is going to dictate what their recommendations might be, and they're still ferreting out some of the methods that may or may not work.
All right, thank you very much.